In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. What does a baby do when the baby wants something?
Cries.
The baby cries. Why does an adult do, a grown-up person, when he or she wants something?
They talk.
What else do they do? They what? So when an adult wants something, what does he or she do? He or she tries getting it, okay? Asks.
Just grows up.
Grows up, okay, but when an adult wants something.
But just.
What do they do? If your mother wants something, what does she do?
Just.
Does she cry?
No.
Does she start crying? What does she do? What does she do? What does she do, you know, when she wants something? If your mother wants to make a soup, if your mother is hungry, or your father is hungry, and they, you know, what do they do? They make the soup. Yeah? They go to the grocery store, they buy whatever they need. Before going to the grocery store, they go to work to make money, yeah, to have money for groceries, and then they go to the grocery store, they buy whatever they need, and they make the soup. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm asking you about this because in today's gospel we saw a man. Do you remember his name? Starts with a J. Jairus. Jairus. Jairus came to Jesus and asked Jesus for what?
To heal his daughter
because his daughter was dying. Now, was there anything that Jairus could have done for his daughter? Do you think that Jairus did everything that he could do for his daughter to keep her alive?
No. Not everything.
I think he did everything. The fact that he came to Jesus. Now, just imagine, Jairus was the leader of the synagogue. He was the leader of the local church. Okay? And as we know, the religious leaders of the time didn't like Jesus very much. Okay? But Jairus came to Jesus and he fell down before him and he asked him to do something to keep his daughter alive. Now that tells us that he did everything that he could do to keep her alive, but there was nothing else he could do anymore. That's why he came to Jesus. Okay? Who else came to Jesus? Who else was healed by Jesus?
A person who...
More specifically, a man or a woman? A woman who? What was, more specifically, what was her issue? She was having an issue of blood, we are told, for 12 years, and she spent everything that she had, you know, with the doctors, and nobody could heal her. Now, once again, did she do everything that she could to be healed?
Yes.
And even if she did everything that she could not be healed. Now, going back, you know, to a baby and to an adult. This tells us, you know, because we have these two beautiful examples of two adults who did everything that they could. One to help his daughter, the other one, you know, to be healed, and they couldn't get healed. And then they really put their trust in God and they said, you know, Lord, there is nothing else we can do. Please help us. On the other hand, you know, another thing, you know, that I want to tell you about, you know, so Jairus was the first one who asked Jesus to come and to heal his daughter, right? Okay. On the way to Jairus' house, this woman came from behind, and with a lot of faith, she just touched the garment of Jesus, the end of the garment of Jesus, and she was healed. And Jesus stopped. Is that right?
Yes. He said, who?
He stopped. He had a dialogue with her. Now, What did Jairus do during this time? What did he do, Jairus, the first man, you know, who asked Jesus to come? And Jesus was going to his house to help his daughter. What did Jairus do, you know, when Jesus helped this woman and got into a dialogue with her? But did he say anything? Did he do anything? He just waited patiently. He was not a baby. He was not a baby to say, "Woman, you know what? Jesus was coming to my house. Why do you stop him? He's mine."
Just like a baby won't stop crying.
Exactly. He was not like a baby, you know, who would cry, you know, "No, he's mine. No, let him come to my house." No. He didn't say a word. He just waited patiently for Jesus to heal this woman. And he believed that if it was God's will, he would also come to his house to heal his daughter. He didn't say a word. He was an adult. He was a grown-up person. He didn't start, you know, crying. When somebody came from his house, now on the other hand, let's go back to the woman. Did she have a lot of faith? Did she cry? Did she go to Jesus? "Jesus, help me," so far and so on. How did she do it?
She had a lot of faith and she didn't cry. She just did it.
She just went from behind and touched Jesus with a lot of faith. Again, she behaved like an adult, like a grown-up person. Now, going back to Jairus. When somebody came from his house and told him, "Don't bother Jesus anymore because your daughter is dead. Don't bother Jesus to come anymore." What did Jairus do? Did he start crying?
Nope.
But Jesus didn't let him down. Is that right?
Isn't that the devil trying to get to your brain?
You know, that's a very good point, Jairus. That's a very good point, because so many times, when we're in a struggle, when we are really tempted, you know, when we are really attacked, you know, from all sides, you know, somebody tells us, when we really try, you know, to get something and we work hard for it, and we are patient, and then somebody comes and tells us, "Don't bother anymore because it's too late. Why are you working so hard? Give up." You're very right.
That's the devil.
And that's the devil tempting us. And the devil was speaking, you know, through that person. And Jesus told Jairus, Jesus didn't say anything to the person who came to tell Jairus, you know, that his daughter was dead. He didn't say a word to that person. He spoke to Jairus. "Do not be afraid. Just believe. Don't give up your faith. Just believe, and your daughter will be well." And once again, Jairus didn't say a word. He didn't start crying. He just follow Jesus, and together they went to his house, and his daughter was resurrected. Now, I'm telling you about this today because, and I want to ask you, do you want to be babies or grown-ups?
Grown-ups.
Oh, pick wisely. That's my advice.
Pick wisely, and pick wisely, eh? Because sometimes it's easier to be a baby. So what's easier? What's easier, to be a baby or to be a grown up?
A baby.
In the middle, where you're right now, huh? Yes, you're right. This is the best. You know, this is the best stage of your life. But do you want to become a baby? Do you want to become more and more like a baby or like an adult, like a grown up? Do you want everything to be provided for you, to be given to you? When you need something, you just cry and you get it? And you know, babies, don't get me wrong, babies are helpless. That's their way of staying alive. Okay? But do you want to become more and more like a baby, to cry and to get what you need? Or do you want to become like an adult and to do whatever and everything that you can do to get what you need, and then when there is nothing else that you can do, to put your trust in God and to work together with God patiently to get what you need? What do you want to become, a baby or a grown-up?
Well, it's better to be a grown-up because when you cry, that doesn't say words, what you want. Milk, food, to play. But when you're an adult, you can talk.
You can talk and you can tell what you want. Mm-hmm. And once again, do you want to work hard and to work together with God to get what you need, or do you want somebody else to give it to you?
The devil's trying to fool you with the part that just says to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the easy way. That's the easy way. But what's more beautiful?
The work. The sacrifices.
That's a lot more beautiful and a lot more rewarding.
Yeah.
Okay? Grown-ups work hard and work together with God to get what they need.
Some grown-ups don't.
Some grown-ups don't, I know. Because some grown-ups are just grown-up, but they're still babies. Yes, yes. Some, you are right. Some adults refuse to grow up. That's true. Because it is a personal choice. Do we choose to be babies for the rest of our life and to have somebody else provide for us and we cry like babies for the rest of our life, or do we choose to work hard and to work together with God to provide for ourselves and for those around us? Amen. Thank you very much. Christ is among us.
He is our shouting.
Yes, Blood Faithful, sometimes, you know, so many times, We work really hard to get what we need. We even pray really hard, you know, for somebody's healing. Sometimes we pray really hard for our own healing, and sometimes it doesn't come right away. It doesn't matter how hard we work. It doesn't matter how grown up we are. It doesn't matter how hard we pray. It doesn't matter how much faith we have. The reality of life is that sometimes what we need doesn't come. What happened in Jairus' life on that day happens in our lives so many days. He did everything he could. He put his trust in the Lord in the end. And the Lord was delayed by this woman. Instead of going straight to his house to heal his daughter, he stopped on the way to heal this woman. And Jairus' daughter died in the meantime. Now, this is a very interesting situation because I think from this gospel, We could understand a lot better why our prayers are not answered right away many times. But we have to wait. Today's gospel tells us that God is not only my Father, He is our Father. Today's gospel tells us that God loves us with a huge love and He wants to help us, but He has so many children to look after. And He provides what's best at that moment for each of His children. It is very interesting how the Blessed Theophylact of Bulgaria, in a commentary on the Gospel of Luke, he says that, in fact, the Lord healed that woman, and not only healed her, but stopped to have a dialogue with her about the power that came out of him, Because that dialogue was in fact for Jairus. Because the Lord knew, the Lord already knew that Jairus' daughter was already dead. He knew what had already happened in his house, and he engaged himself into a dialogue with that woman to give hope and faith and strength to Jairus. Because a couple of minutes later, he would get the really bad news about his daughter. And his faith had to be strengthened. So he was giving to everybody, he was giving to that woman and to Jairus exactly what they needed at that moment. And then he went to Jairus' house, and once again, he gave to him and to his family what they needed in that moment. And he gave to the whole world this great miracle of resurrecting that girl and preparing that humanity for the great miracle of the resurrection of Christ. Everything is interconnected. You know, on Thursday, Ken and Chris and I drove to Columbus, Ohio to see the church in Columbus, Ohio, because we want, you know, to implement some ideas from their church into our new church. And you know, when we left Lexington, when we left the parking lot of the church, I set up my GPS. I looked on my phone, you know, to find out the address of the church, and then I put the address in the GPS, and it took us exactly there. And while driving through Columbus and following, you know, the instructions of the GPS, you know, Ken said, you know, this is amazing how this works and how that satellite, you know, gives signal to so many other GPSs and directs so many cars where they have to go. The miracles of modern technology. And then we wonder, how is it possible for God to give signals to each one of us and to guide us wherever we have to go and wherever we have to be and whatever we have to become. As a satellite gives signal within 2 feet to each GPS, to each car, to go wherever they have to go, in the same way, the big satellite gives the signal to each and every one of us to get wherever we have to go. But there are some traffic lights in the traffic. Is that right? And sometimes we have to experience some delays because some other cars have to go. Not everybody can go at the same time. Some have to wait, so that the other ones could go, so that the other ones could go now. It works together. Therefore, God faithful, let us not forget. When we are faced with a situation when we did everything that we could do, and then we really put our trust in God with our whole faith, and things still don't happen the way we think they should happen, let us remember this gospel. And let us remember that when the Lord was asked to give us an example of prayer, when the Lord was asked to teach his disciples how to pray, he told them, this way you should pray. Our Father who art in heaven. Not my Father who are in heaven, give me what I need. But our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give the signal that the world needs. Give the signal that I need. And I know that I'm one of your many children. And I know that you give to each and every one of us whatever we need and when we need it. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.